Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole 30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. You're listening to episode 163 of Self Transformed. Hey friend, how are you? How are you really? Don't say I'm busy. Remember we talked about that a couple weeks ago. Don't say I'm fine. How are you really? How are you really? I am here for you. Let's take a big collective deep breath together. I do this every so often. Let's breathe in through the nose. and exhale through the mouth. I hope that feels better. I think we might have a show here in a few weeks about some breathing techniques to help you when you're feeling overwhelmed. This might be a very overwhelming time of year for you because a lot of our kids are going back to school, right? And we're doing all the things to get them ready. But also it can be a season of overwhelm or anxiety for you because there's a lot of change happening. A lot of times when we go into a new season of life, that feels hard, right? We have some new habits that are coming in, or maybe we have some old habits that we want to start re-implementing that we had during the school year last year, but it just feels hard, right? Whenever we start a new habit, that does take brain power, and that's why it feels hard. However, I can help you with that, my friend. Self-Transform You, it's my signature program. You can get this program at any time. Go through it on your own with me as your virtual accountability coach, buddy, mentor, whatever you want to call me, shoulder to cry on. You can add on some one-on-one coaching with that as well if you need it. But you can go through this four-week program. All my girls that have gone through it, they have lifetime access to it. So a lot of them are going through the process again right now. You go through my mini course first, the Habits That Stick Starter Kit. It's included with your enrollment in STU. You learn basic habit strategy, and then week by week, you just create your own customized health plan to help you continue taking care of yourself. This is not just making a bunch of to-do lists and like scheduling them in your life. It's actually having some strategy behind it to make yourself feel not so overwhelmed because you are taking care of yourself. And that begins with just our fundamental needs, which is what we teach in Self-Transform You. So we first start with your mindset and focusing on around why change is hard and helping you overcome that. We then take you through my three-step food freedom process, how to actually habit hack grocery shopping, making meals into your busy life. Then we talk about movement, the joy of movement, doing hard things, but also not making it overwhelming for you. And then lastly, what to do when you are in a new season of life or motivation's going to fail you, which it always will. Motivation isn't always there. And that's something I've been struggling with a lot this summer. Here in a couple weeks, I'm going to share my own story with you as we're in the midst of a confidence series right now of why my confidence has really tanked over the past summer. And I'm going to be very vulnerable with you over the next month here on the podcast, my stories, all the places, and especially in the Facebook community too, about how I'm using my own strategies that I teach, personally really digging deep into it myself and sharing with you how I'm trying to get back to myself. In a way, right? You know what I'm saying? So if you want to go on this journey with me, enroll in STU at any time. You can go to self-transformyou, it's the letter U.com. Or if you want that more one-on-one accountability, if you're like, I bought so many programs and courses in the past, Emily, and then I never did them. You're always starting, stopping. Trust me, I've been there. Girl, join me for STU Next Level on 8/29. So at the end of the month, I'll take on 5 ladies, only 5 every month because hashtag self-care for myself too. And I'll help you go through Self-Transform You. So week by week, we'll have weekly calls, just me and you together texting Voxer Access to help you make sure you're going to go all the way through the program and into your life after that. So I only take 5 girls. You can still go to selftransformyou.com to learn more about the next level of STU if you want that one-on-one accountability. But you can get the program at any time, but save your spot for 8/29 if you want to have that extra accountability. I can tell you I've had my biggest transformation when I've hired coaches and when I do better more one-on-one accountability. I've kind of found out about myself versus like group coaching or doing a program on my own. I need someone like being like, hey girl, here's what you got to do. I'm going to check on you next week. Make sure you did it. I'm like, oh, shoot. Okay, I'm going to do it, right? So, and just a reminder, last Thursday, you heard on Habit Hack Thursday, the replay from last month in the Facebook community, my free monthly mini workshop. Well, our next one is coming up next Wednesday, the 17th at 12 p.m. Eastern, live in the Facebook community. You can go to bit.ly/self-transformed-fam or go to the link in the show notes. It's always there to join us. You can join us live. You can watch the replay. It's 15 minutes or less just chatting about what you guys want to talk about. So every month I have the community vote, and this month they voted on pacing yourself instead of going full throttle into new habits. Ugh, I feel this in my soul because I always start off strong, like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then by the next week I'm doing like nothing because I'm too overwhelmed. So we're going to dig in that together. Of course, have a lot of habit strategy around that. But come join the community. You can check the guide section while you're there because I have all my previous workshops recorded there. I have worksheets. I have all types of free coaching opportunities for you there. Like I said, if you can't join us live, no worries. You can always watch the replay. But that's linked in the show notes for you. So like I said, we are in the midst of a confidence series right now, and I'll be sharing my own struggles with my own confidence, which has really tanked over this past summer here in the next couple of weeks, actually close to my birthday. My birthday is the 23rd, so I'm going to share it close to then, and how I'm using my own strategies to help me get back to myself. But in the meantime, I was thinking about some other subjects we could talk about in between when we have our guests on the show. And when thinking about confidence, you know, a lot of times I feel like our kids need a little confidence booster as well. And so today we're talking about back to school self-care habits, not only for you as a busy mom, but also for our kids too. You know, I have two boys, they're 14 and 10, so a freshman and fifth grader. And I think it's really important to teach them self-care and healthy habits and help them build what their own version of confidence and self-care looks like. And that allows them to be more confident in their decisions and in who they are and standing up for themselves and just being comfortable with who they are and building that confidence by putting little drops in those confidence bucket for them, like we talked about last week with Keisha on how to get out of your own way. Go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already. It was going to light a fire under your booty. But also, I wanted to help you build some confidence as we're going into a new season. It can feel very overwhelming sometimes, or you feel guilty because you're feeling like a hot mess, which I don't like that word at all. We've talked about that on the show plenty of times. And a lot of times, you just neglect yourself. You just neglect yourself, and that's okay. You can go through my ST or any of the habit strategies that I teach you for free here on the show or in the community to help you get back to yourself. So let's just keep it simple. Let's talk about five tips for mom first for you, and then we'll talk about five self-care habits for your kids next. So number one, self-care tip for mom for back to school time. Because I know you're busy. You got all the tabs open in your head, right? I want you to find a support network that you can actually count on. So find some other women that are maybe in similar shoes as you, where it's not necessarily like a complaining session where you guys are just like meh, 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 meh about things. Sometimes I get it. You got to get it out. But more so like building each other up, supporting each other, where you could be like, hey, I've had a really hard day. You know, I totally forgot that I needed to send, you know, my kid with a purple shirt today because it was a spirit week and I felt so bad. Or, you know, breakfast isn't free this year anymore, so my kids have to make sure to eat breakfast every morning. And one day we forgot for our youngest. And I was like, well, I hope you don't starve in the morning. You know what I mean? So find a support network you can count on where they're like, hey, girl, you're okay. Like, we've all been there, right? That community is so, so important. Because a lot of times we can feel very isolated, right? We're just in our little bubble with our family. You need other women around you to be like, no, girl, you're doing your best. And then you giving that love back to them as well. Number two, this is pretty obvious coming from me. Make time for self-care. Easier said than done. Again, go through STU if you need some help doing that. Or just schedule something really small within your day, whether it be, you know, whenever my youngest gets home from school, I like to sit out on the front porch and I'll usually just watch like funny dog videos or listen to some music or a podcast on my front porch while the weather's still nice before he gets home. That's just like a little moment of self-care for me. But don't do like feel like you have to do 20,000 things. That's actually what we'll be talking about in our mini workshop on the 17th as well. But make the actual time. You won't find the time. Trust me, you won't find the time, but you can make the time. If you're like, girl, I don't have time, grab my habit inventory download. It's free. You can go bit.ly/habit inventory. It's also in the show notes. So you can evaluate maybe where all your time is going. If you feel like there's absolutely positively no room for self-care, I want you to use that inventory because I promise you will find some time because you're going to make the time. Number three, plan out your meals. Have you ever been hangry? Same. I have. Or, you know, you have kids in sports and you're like, okay, well, we're either going to eat at like 3:30 or like 9:30 p.m., right? So plan out your meals. You know, that's one when we talk about my food freedom method in week two of STU, we really dig deep into grocery shopping, meal planning, grocery pickup for that matter. I hate going grocery shopping in person anymore. But making sure you're implementing these strategies into your life to make sure you are having healthy meals, not only for yourself, but for your family, so it doesn't feel stressful, and creating a habit over time where maybe you're not eating or you're eating foods that don't make you feel your best. Number four, set boundaries. Set some boundaries. Say no. You don't, this time of year, you're probably getting a lot of requests like, oh, we need parents to do this. Oh, can you do this? Oh, can you help with carpool? Can you do this? Can you do this? If it's within your capacity and it feels like it's something you can do, say yes. If it's not, say, you know what? This is not within my capacity right now, but thank you for asking me. I'm actually reading an early version. I got an early release of Melissa Urban's book, The Book of Boundaries. And this is something that I have had to have some practice doing. All of us do as moms. We want to say yes to everything and do everything for everyone. But actually, it's a habit you have to build over time, saying no. But another thing you can think of when saying for boundaries is ask for help. Ask for help. Have your kids help you make dinner if they're old enough and responsible enough. Ask your husband to watch the kids while you go for a walk because you need a mental health moment, right? It's okay to say no and ask for help. Think back to that number one tip that we said, finding a support network. You would say the same thing to your girlfriend, so I want you to do the same for you. And then number five, organize your calendar, okay? Organize your calendar. If you are like me, you have all the things that you need to put on your calendar and just get them out of your head and use one system. So for me, I use my Google Calendar for the majority of things. Then every Friday, I actually sit down and I use my paper planner for the next week to write out all the things. And it really helps me to have those two places. I like the act of writing it down. I use a planner from Horatio Printing. Called the Dream Planner. I like it because it has Bible verses in it and it really helps me reflect on not just my to-do list, but why I'm doing things and who I want to become. Y'all, I literally had to pause that because my dog was pounding on my door. Dexter loves to lay under my desk when I record podcasts and I didn't let him in here and he was pounding on the door. So real life here. Sorry for all the pounding on the door and scratching. That was my two-year-old lab, Dexter. So anyways, let's get back to organizing your calendar. I also want you to think about time blocking. So a couple weeks ago, we talked about time blocking used to really stress me out. I don't like being tied down like hour by hour, minute by minute to a schedule. It really gives me a lot of anxiety, to tell you the truth, because if I get behind, which more than likely I will, it stresses me out and sometimes I just won't get anything done. Then I'll feel super unproductive. But time block your day, have it organized into work time, eliminate those distractions so you can get what you need to get done. So when your kids get home from school, you are able to be present for them. Okay, so organize your calendar, share that with your family, have it down ready to go. Okay, so those are my top five tips for self-care habits for moms back to school. Let's talk about your kids. Let's talk about your kids. So number one self-care tip for them is let them unwind when they get home from school. Y'all, they are so busy. They're so busy at school. Their little minds are just soaking up so much information. They're going back to back to back different subjects, and they're trying to like navigate friendships. And, you know, my oldest is a freshman now. He was trying to navigate, where are my classes? You know, where's the bathroom? You know, all the things. They're on, you know, all day. So let them unwind when they get home from school. Maybe it's just let them get outside. Let them play. Let them be kids. Don't bombard them with questions right when they get home or like, let's get your homework done right now. Let them unwind. You got to think about when you get home from work, sometimes you're just boom, go, 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 go. You need the minute to unwind sometimes, and you give that to yourself, whether it just be sitting there scrolling on social media, which sometimes you just need to zone out. I get that. I'm there too. But let your kids unwind. That's super important for them. Number two, set a word for the school year. So this is something we just started doing for my kids. You know, we always set a word for the year a lot of times for yourself, right? Mine for this year was growth. Okay, just growth. And my kids, you know, the night before school started, I was like, how about you guys set a word for the year? And my oldest son actually picked growth as well for him for the school year, but my youngest picked responsibility as well because this is last year elementary. They're giving him a lot more responsibilities before he moves into middle school. And bless his heart, he's just all over the place, so he needs to practice responsibility a little bit more, and I need to give him more responsibility because I do a lot of things for him just because he's the baby. But I think that's really important for them to have in the forefront of their mind. Set a word for the school year. I think that will help them stay on track instead of getting lost in all of the things that they're doing and have them reminder of what they're hoping to accomplish for themselves this year. Number three, establish healthy habits for them. So I feel like it's important to give them simple responsibilities, very simple responsibilities depending on their age and their comfort level, how responsible they are. So over the summer, you know, I know a lot of kids have chore lists. Well, my kids have habit lists. Being the habit hack girl, I mean, they get a habit list for the month. And pretty much what they do is they get a set allowance. My oldest son actually gets a little bit more money than my youngest because he has more or bigger responsibilities. And we think that's only fair too. And it's all or nothing. So they pretty much have to do these all or they lose money based off of what they didn't do each week as part of their habits. And it gives them a sense of accomplishment and confidence, really, when they accomplish what they need to do each week. They're really simple tasks. And one of them for my oldest son is he rides our Rogue, it's not an assault bike, an Echo bike. It's one of those CrossFit bikes with the fan, with the moving arms, like... And he loves it. At first, he was kind of, you know, grumbly about it, but he does it 15 minutes a day, and he loves it. He's built a habit out of it now, which I'm so proud of, and I secretly was like, ha-ha, it worked. But, you know, thinking about healthy habits for them and giving them some responsibility will help them build some confidence. Number four, quality sleep and quality food. It's really hard. You know, I was pulling the girls in the Facebook community for this show, and they were saying one of the biggest struggles they struggle with this time of year, and I personally do too, is getting the kids to bed at a more reasonable time and also just making sure there's enough snacks in the house for them and yourself, right? So this time of year, you know, focus on helping them get to bed a little earlier, giving them maybe some books to read. That's another thing my oldest son is doing right now, is reading some personal development books as part of his monthly habit list. You know, once they reach a certain age, they're getting it all from you, man. Setting them up for life is what I'm doing. But also quality snacks, you know, reading your labels on your food, ensuring you're giving them healthy, nutritious snacks, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, you know, granola bar there, here and there. That's not bad. That's okay. Whatever their food freedom looks like and what you know works best for them or not is going to be your choice as their parent, but making sure they're fueling their bodies too and not fueling with all the sugar and then coming down off of that. And then lastly, another self-care tip for kids is just be there. I guess for them is to have open conversations. I feel like give them enough space where, like I mentioned, you're not bombarding them with all the questions when they get home from school, which I totally did the first day of school for my freshman because I wanted to know all the things. And I could tell, that's why I'm bringing this up, I could tell he was getting bothered by it because he was like, I'm so overwhelmed from going to school all day. All these new things, all these new tabs and habits are, you know, firing off in my brain. And here you are asking me 20 questions. So help them by, you know, just asking how their day was, or maybe just saying, well, hey, what was the best part of your day today? Something really specific where they don't have to really think about it, or you're firing off all these questions. I think it helps their little minds a lot. But also, you know, having an open conversation with them, but also maybe helping them think about doing like maybe a daily devotional or a gratitude journal, having that to help them get their thoughts out as well, where they can kind of feel empowered, I think is really important too. I think that's a really great self-care habit and something else to think about as you as a parent, try not to ask them 20 questions and letting them just open up to you. I think that will allow for a bit more of a open conversation between you and them, especially as they get older. And trust me, having a teenager, I should have someone on about talking about teenagers really soon, because I feel like I need help on that subject matter sometimes too. But you want to be able to have an open relationship with them. And sometimes it just comes with timing, right? All right. So I hope these tips for you and for your kids for self-care habits when back to school season is here was super helpful for you. If you love today's show, make sure to leave a review, a 5-star review. Send me a picture of it. I'll send you a gift card for either Starbucks or Amazon, or you can do a free habit hacking call with me if you do. And don't forget to sign up for Self Transform You if you feel called to do that this month. You can always message me if you have any questions, or come join the Facebook community for that next free mini workshop on the 17th. All right, friend, I'll catch up with you either in the Facebook group or this Thursday for Habit Hack Thursday. See you then. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review, and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.